It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Is acne just something you see in your teenagers? I'm starting to see it in my 12-year-old just a little bit. What about adults? Do we get acne? I'm certain that we still do. My guest is Dr. Ariel Ostad. He's a board-certified dermatologist and cosmetic dermatologic surgeon. So, Dr. Ostad, is there such a thing as adult acne?
Hi, I appreciate you having me on your show. And yes, absolutely, there is adult acne is commonly seen. It's not something that you typically see just in teenagers. I see it routinely in adults as old as, in their 60s.
Wow. And so now what causes adult acne?
So primarily, if I had to give you one reason why people get acne as adults, it has to do with stress. We all, unfortunately, live in a very stressful environment. We're all on the go. We're dealing with a lot of anxiety, a lot of things coming at us. And unfortunately, what that stress does is that it causes our body to release stress hormones. And stress hormones are mainly cortisol. And cortisol is very similar to testosterone type of hormones. And they actually, in someone who has somewhat normal to oily skin, stress hormones, those testosterone hormones, activate the oil glands, and therefore your oil glands are producing more oil, which leads to clogging of your pores, and therefore sets off a pimple.
Wow. So now what do we, obviously we want to reduce our stress and our cortisol levels, which causes its own whole host of problems. We could do a whole show on cortisol, but how is adult acne typically treated?
So primarily, you want to make the individual aware of the importance of stress reduction. So it's really treated in a two-pronged approach. One is taking the necessary preventive steps, such as making sure you exercise, you eat well, you certainly get adequate rest, avoid certain foods that can actually lead to more inflammation in the oil glands.
Such as?
So basically foods that are high in high processed sugar can actually worsen the production of oil by your oil glands. So things like what we call considered junk food, cookies, chocolate, chips, oily foods. The more you eat fruits, vegetables, that's a great preventive step in terms of just reducing inflammation in your oil glands, reducing oil production by your oil glands. And then we typically treat it with a combination of topical as well as oral antibiotics, depending on the severity of the condition.
Wow, really? Antibiotics. So both topical and oral. Now, we tell our teens, clean your face. Don't eat so much candy and sugar, those kinds of things. So is washing our face, because at my age, Dr. Ostad, I don't want to wash my face too often just because, I don't want too much dry skin there. I'm forever moisturizing, getting rid of wrinkles. So how do we balance that?
So I'm glad you brought that up. Typically, most patients would run and sort of start washing their face. And that actually has a negative effect of causing your oil glands to produce more oil, because with soaps and washing your face, you're really drying the top layer of your skin. You're irritating your skin. And there's a signal that basically your oil glands will recognize that your skin is dry and they produce more oil. So washing your face is not a solution to actually getting rid of adult acne. If anything, ironically, you want to make sure you have a proper moisture balance. So that actually calms the oil glands from producing more oil. If I can just mention one other thing, is that adult acne can actually be a sign of rosacea as well, and that's important because that's very common. Rosacea is basically adult acne, but in addition, people typically flush easily, and that is very much brought on from stress, from dry skin. So it is important to
to see your dermatologist if you notice these things, right? Because also, I mean, the flushed face and red can also signal lupus and things that your dermatologist is going to be the one to spot if you go there thinking that you've got adult acne.
That is great advice to your listeners. Very important to seek the advice of a dermatologist and get advice about proper skincare and making sure you get diagnosed properly.
Are there certain cleansers that you do like better than others, Dr. Ostad, especially if you were acne prone as a teenager and you start to see some things popping up in your adulthood?
So as an adult, because we tend to have less collagen in our skin, you don't want to be drying out your skin further. So what I typically like is a non-soap cleanser, something that is gentle, something that doesn't irritate our skin. And there are certainly good brands over the counter, such as like Cetaphil cleanser, that tends to really minimize dryness. I still tell people not to wash their face daily. I'm going to have to remove makeup, for example. I'm not a big fan of washing the face with soap or cleansers. I think rinsing it is just as adequate and it's less irritating.
And what about creams and lotions? What do you like? Is like Retin-A, you know, people are using these creams. We're all looking at our wrinkles and such. Do these things affect adult acne in a positive or a negative way?
They can actually affect it in a positive way. You know, the Retin-A is basically a vitamin A derivative that's been shown to correct stickiness of your hair follicles. Therefore, it opens up your pores. It also has been shown to reduce collagen breakdown, so it's a good treatment to do with acne. The issue with retin-A is that it's irritating. So depending on your skin type, it can work well for you if you have oily skin, but if you have somewhat dry skin and you're getting acne, it can be irritating. So retin-A is actually a good treatment in the right individual.
And when you talked about the topical antibiotic, I mean, we can buy, you know, certain ones, little cortisone things, you know, that's a steroid cream, but we can buy things over the counter. Or would we rather go to our dermatologist and get like a topical clindamycin or one of those things? Can we try the cortisone first? Would that work at all?
I wouldn't use cortisone. I highly discourage people from using cortisone because initially it may give you the impression that things are getting better, but so people end up using cortisone more, and there's definitely a phenomenon where you can actually get what's called steroid-induced acne. So even with low-dose cortisone that you can buy over the counter, you can actually long-term cause big pimples to show up. And more importantly, cortisol really further thins your skin, so it actually brings on wrinkles. So the cortisone, I highly discourage using for acne. And over the counter, like benzoyl peroxide can certainly work, but you have to use low-dose amounts because it could be irritating. Ideally, you're better off seeing your dermatologist where you can get a combination of not only a benzoyl peroxide as well as a topical antibiotic, like you said, clindamycin. And those are very incredibly effective.
And just in the last minute, what about some more high-tech solutions like, you know, laser treatments and such? If your acne is really bad and you're an adult and, you know, you don't want that scarring and it can affect your social life and your self-esteem and everything it did in high school, give us about 30 seconds of some of the laser treatment, just 30 seconds.
Sure. So there are great, great technologies, like you mentioned, lasers, that can actually very much help shrink oil glands. The basis for lasers working is that they can actually shrink your oil glands and produce results similar to harsh medications like Accutane. So there are vascular lasers that can target oil glands. There's also a treatment called photodynamic therapy, which is applying a solution on your face and then getting exposed to lasers. And that's been shown to be highly effective for improving acne as well as acne scars. So those are great technological advances.
That is really great advice, Dr. Ariel Ostad, about adult acne. And you're listening to Radio MD. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. And scroll around, learn something with us. Stay well.